Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Is your soul ready for the truth? Welcome to Be a Slayer, the award-winning spiritual podcast that takes on all the hard topics. Raw, unfiltered, and authentic. No spiritual or relationship issue is off limits. We discuss everything from sex and consent to equality, grief, death, and the spirit world. On Be a Slayer, we will unmask all the taboos. So if you're ready to get right with yourself so you can be right with others, then stay right here, because the Be a Slayer podcast is for you. Now, here's your host, spiritual empath, shaman, and multiple award-winning best-selling author, Tracy Dunblazer.
Hello, and welcome to Be a Slayer Radio. This is the spiritual radio program taking on all the hard topics, and I'm Tracy Dunblazer. I'm a spiritual empath, shaman, and multi-award-winning author, and I talk on spiritual topics, relationships, and grief. Now, today, we will be talking about dark thoughts and how to master your shadow. For starters, I want everybody to get a pen and paper so that you can call in with your questions, thoughts, opinions, understandings, and you can do so at 1-800-555-5453. But first, because we're just getting to know one another, you're getting to know me and the Be a Slayer radio show, I'd like to share with you a little more about the show and who I am. And I always like to include a Tracy fun fact. Now, over the years, I've been given the nickname the Demon Slayer. It always made me laugh at the beginning because, you know, it's true, absolutely true, but it made me laugh and slightly uncomfortable that people would call me that, and now I embrace it. But they would call me the Demon Slayer, and eventually my tagline became hashtag Be a Slayer. I wanted to do that to acknowledge that we all have our own demons to slay, which is what this radio show is all about, finding ways of overcoming what feels impossible and learning ways of communicating about topics that are taboo in our culture. It's been my experience that the more you can intelligently speak on a topic, the more you can understand it, the more you take comfort in what you know, and the more you become open to what you don't know. Now, as a baby, my earliest memory of an entity sighting and the ghosts that were in my house, the entities that were in my house, was about between the ages of 1 and 2 years old. And I remember distinctly an image in my mind from, it was the middle of the night, I'm guessing 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was standing there in my crib, and I just watched this black ghost force move through the room and out of the room. And as I got older, you know, I really suffered a lot from my own spiritual imprints and imprinting. But as I had worked through my own stuff, when I went back, I grew up in Albuquerque, and in New Mexico, they have a lot of images, a lot of conflict images, a lot of warring images. Of course, there were a lot of, you know, there was colonialism, which has happened everywhere, but there were a lot of major battles in New Mexico, and then, of course, you know, Kirtland Air Force Base and all the places where they were creating Los Alamos, where they were creating the different types of bombs. And, you know, the people up the street from me had a bomb shelter, right? So I think that the wars that were going on were the Korean War and the Vietnam War. Anyway, but so I didn't consciously know about those things. I maybe watched a little bit of television, but not much. But the energy of that, I was steeped in it. And I learned that as I had moved through my own things. That was the first time as I went back as an adult to Albuquerque, I was able to recognize, wow, this place has just layer upon layer upon layer of this stuff. And that's the point at which I could really witness how much it was impacting me, which is really about what our topic is today. So I remember during that time experiencing enormous fear and also sensing that I was completely protected as a child. So throughout the years, I would struggle with entity attack and night terrors of my own personal nature. And then through that, I learned many spiritual strategies to overcome them. Like as a kid, I channeled the Christian Lord's Prayer. One of the things, and I think this comes from the Whirling Dervishes, is I would toss and turn myself to sleep. So anytime I would always go to bed early, and I would go to bed with a thought or something that I wanted to create in my mind. And I would get in bed, and I would toss and turn back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until I fell asleep. And this helped to spin me into another spiritual creative dimension where I would facilitate or fully think through or imagine the creation of certain ideas, or where I would get ideas. I would have dreams. Sometimes it was about being creative or making things, and other times it was about being prophetic. So that is the big Tracy fun fact. And just so you know, if you'd like to learn more about the work that I do, you can go to TracyDunblazer.com, which is TracyDunblazer.com. Again, now that you've got your pen and paper, I'm going to put out the call number. It's 1-800-555-5453 in case you have something that you would like to include in our conversation today. So today our topic is dark and running thoughts and ways that you can master your own shadow self. Now, the purpose of our discussions here on the show aren't necessarily to get you, the listener, to move the needle on your own beliefs, but rather to offer an opportunity for all listeners to get a better understanding of the kaleidoscope of experiences that these topics trigger, and how to talk about them and process the emotions they bring to the surface. To define dark thoughts, we're going to say that they're identified as thoughts that you have shame, disgust, fear, or embarrassment about, possibly violent, suicidal, or homicidal ideation, thoughts you don't want to have or admit to, or that you don't want to say out loud. They can also be negative thinking about yourself or others, self-deprecation or judgment, or any personal bias you may carry about people or things in general. Now, to start off our discussion, I always like to find something on the internet, something that's common that everybody can find, to see what is the general milieu, like what are people thinking about this topic, what information is out there. So my internet fact for today I received on psychologytoday.com, and it's in an article by Monica Vermani, who's a clinical psychologist. And the article's name is Where Our Negative Thoughts Come From, How to Identify the Sources of Our Self-Limiting Beliefs. And in that article, the idea that is proposed is this. Our thoughts about who we are, what we can accomplish, how we behave and interact with others, who we should be, and what we deserve, both positive and negative, shape our lives. When our identity, sense of self-esteem and self-worth, competencies and capabilities support us and compel us to strive for what we want in life, everything is great. But when our thoughts leave us full of fear, self-doubt, and hopelessness, limit our choices, and hold us back from achieving our goals and living the life we want. It's another story. In order to address the thoughts that hold us back, it is important to understand where our negative thoughts come from. So, I agree with this. Absolutely everything in our life, that there's a progression of spiritual process, and that spiritual process is, you know, our soul and the imprints that we come in with, the past lives we've experienced or imprints that we have, how we relate to those, the family that we're born into, our environment and what it nurtures in us or supports in us or puts us in conflict with about ourselves, right? And then how we feel about it, and then how we can relate to all of that through our belief systems and ideals, like our mental processes. How much can we understand? How much makes sense to us? How much do we believe? How much can we commit to? Right? There's all of this energy about how we see the world. So all of our dark thoughts are connected to our mental, emotional, and spiritual processing of information and self-expression via our creativity or our creative body. Now, our creative body, I'm referencing our energy body, our aura, right? And the creative body is our mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects to the self that help us to innovate and process information. Now, when you begin to recognize the purpose of any of your thoughts, and not just single out only your dark thoughts, but honor that any thought you have has a message to you requiring deeper inquiry. Meaning if you're focusing on something, there's something deeper that's being triggered in you to be investigated. Mentally and emotionally, our thoughts reveal deeper inner dynamics, beliefs, and ideals for which our current environment is supporting or causing conflict. Right? So the negative things, the things that irritate us, the things that frustrate us, the things that we compare ourselves to other and we feel insufficient, right? We don't feel like we are enough or good enough or what we deserve is not much or, you know, whatever our underlying negative beliefs about ourselves are being triggered by our environment. And when you can recognize that that's what's happening and you take that as a message that this is not about what other people think about me. This is about, on some level, what I think about me. Right? If I'm feeling conflicted or if I feel supported, how at ease or at peace am I with myself and the choices I'm making? Or how much am I supporting myself in doing the things that are positive for me? Right? These are all the questions that come up as you begin to become aware of your inner critic, your inner voice, multiple voices, right? There are a lot of reasons why we have dark thoughts and running thoughts. So I was on social media the other day, and I saw a graphic that really inspired a strong response in me. It said, "What doesn't kill you gives you a set of unhealthy coping mechanisms and a dark sense of humor." And that is so me. I don't so much have the unhealthy coping mechanisms anymore, but I definitely have a dark sense of humor. And, you know, I always feel this close to, you know, indulging in a bad habit. You know what I mean? I feel like I have to be conscientious about everything that I do and make sure that it's in alignment with the direction I want to go, right? It's a way that I monitor myself and balance my life by being mindful. So anyway, one of the things that I feel like that statement really encapsulates today's political climate. I'm certain that 95% of all listeners today, and this is a Tracy fact, I'm just making some stuff up, 95% of all listeners today fall in one camp or another politically and have had the unfortunate, at best, or absolutely vile thoughts about the other camps. tell me I'm wrong. Call in at 1-800-555-5453 and tell me that you are someone who's like, oh, you know, I've chosen who I'm going to vote for, but I'm good. Right? Because I don't really know anybody who's good with it all. Right? I feel like that, you know, politically right now, ads, self-awareness, body consciousness, there's all of these different elements of our humanity and our consciousness that are, for a lack of, I want to use the word under attack. That's kind of dramatic. It's very inflammatory. But we are being posed to pick a side, and not politically, but pick humanity, pick each other, or we all go, right? Or that rights are taken away from all of us. Experiences will happen to all of us, right? If we don't choose the earth right now, she don't care. You know, she can blow people right off the face of the earth if she wants. And she has, and she will again. Right? So we are in a unique place where we have to find a way to come together. And we're all being forced with that different, with elements of that in every aspect of our life, and we just see that in the political climate, right? But here's some good news. I know y'all want some good news. Who doesn't? So here's some good news. Whatever thoughts you're having are not messages of action items or prophecy or truth, but they are revelations of your own fears, your own historical beliefs, your own self-awareness being brought to your attention to be emotionally processed through grief or to be evaluated through your critical thinking faculties or by checking multiple sources for your facts from all camps and from non-political sources. Right? These thoughts are happening today as an opportunity for all of us to shift social and cultural patterning that has occurred historically and where the outcome may have resulted in genocide or rights being taken away from select groups. And the deeper and more indignant your thoughts are towards yourself, towards others, the more they are exposing an inner belief or spiritual memory or imprint that needs grieving in order to be resolved. Now, it's a really powerful experience right now for people to not get carried away with whatever they're around. And I've been having conversations with people about, you know, they're, you know, even I'm talking about politics. I'm not really going to talk about it on the show per se, but I will have conversations with people because now more than ever, we're at a unique place in our consciousness where we have to choose togetherness. We have to choose everybody instead of a select few. There's no getting around that. And the earth and the when I say the powers that be, I definitely don't mean the human powers that be. I don't mean our politicians or the people who are controlling our governments. I don't mean them. I'm not really fearful or worried about them, because spirit has a way of causing right action. What I mean by that is causing situations and opportunities for people to have to come together and work with one another to expand their belief systems, to expand their ideals, and to start including other people's creeds, religions, cultures, ideas. You know, to me, there's one race, and we are all a member of it. And that may not be, you know, if you're listening to this, and it may not be your way of thinking, but that which can include the most is going to be the most sustainable over time. That's a spiritual truth. It's not a Tracy truth. It's not a political truth. It's not a anything truth, but it's a spiritual truth. We need each other to survive. And when we start separating ourselves, isolating ourselves, separating ourselves from others, or believing things about others without fully investigating, without deeply understanding, without opening our heart to imagine or empathize, if we don't do those things, then we don't see what the truth is, right? And what's going to happen is that we will continue to create. I'm going to talk a little bit more about creativity and timelines coming up in the next segment, because as we experience, each individual is going to create their own spiritual, mental, emotional, and timelines where they experience things how they believe them to be. And it's going to put each of us in a position to make the choices that we need to make in order to sustain ourselves over a long period of time. So that's what we're talking about, is dark thoughts, how you handle them. We're going to be talking about human creativity and self-expression in the next segment. So stay with it. If you want to check me out online, TracyDunblazer.com or BeASlayer.com. Got a whole slew of books out there on these and many other topics. So we'll stay tuned, listen to the ads, and we'll see you back in a few minutes.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
The home for high-quality video is Vimeo. People who love videos love Vimeo. It's the community for indie filmmakers, popular entertainers, music videos. Even the White House posts high-def versions of its broadcasts on Vimeo. You can even upload and share your videos. So much to see, so little time. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Vimeo and get started seeing and sharing great entertainment now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer Radio, where we have been talking about dark thoughts and the shadow side of our humanity. You want to talk to me about it? Give me a call here at 1-800-555-5453. In the last segment, we were connecting it to our creativity, right? So there are many kinds of creators. Some are generators, some are innovators, and others are mirrors. But all of those aspects of ourself are creative. And it's our emotional body connected to the second chakra, also connected to our sexuality, is an aspect of our creativity, helps us to process energy and information and then innovate it, sometimes replicate it, right? So our emotional body is the layer of our energetic field where we access and interpret energy through our emotions. And this is the aspect to ourselves that remembers and empathizes with another person's pain. And it also helps us to feel our own. Now, it's a way that we receive and interpret information through feeling it, and sometimes visually. This is the body, the energetic body that processes trauma, love, and joy. And it can produce delusional thinking as it relates to our ability to visualize energy and information. When we get stuck in a fear, a belief about somebody or something or a situation that maybe we've experienced before, or we, you know, maybe we have a spiritual imprint connected to us, or maybe we have a spiritual entity attached to us that has this belief. I had that situation the other day. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But we have a belief, and so when we in life begin to connect with a situation that may trigger us, or we may sense or transfer some of that energy or belief onto the situation because the vibrations match, we imagine something happening that's not in fact happening. And we know this. So there have been a ton of situations recently. And the one that most recently comes to my mind is probably last year sometime. There was a white lady and a black dude in New York City in Central Park. And dude was just walking around birding. He was jogging, and he was looking for birds. That was his thing. And there was the lady was walking her dog, and she had her dog off the leash, which is not acceptable in any public park. And he asked her if she would put the leash back on her dog. And she took offense, and she got angry. And so at that point, he turned on his video and started filming her, which enraged her. Then the videos of this, because they've gone viral, you've probably seen them, the dog, she's holding the dog by its collar. She has a leash there, and she still refuses to put it on the leash, but she is yelling at the dude saying, "I'm going to call the cops and tell them that you're attacking me." And then she does call the cops, and so you see this from his perspective in the video. She's calling the police and saying, "There's a black man here, and he's attacking me," and blah, blah. She goes on. And the police get there. At first, they arrest him. And then eventually they arrest her, and they let him go once they saw the video and understood what was happening, right? But this is the kind of trauma that this gentleman has to deal with, is what other people believe about him. And this lady, I don't know where she was coming from. Was she truly in fear for her life? She was so deeply in fear that she believed that it was going to happen. Was she just vile and rageful and spiteful and was going to create a story? Right? We don't know, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, because it was whatever her foundational belief system was that drove her to make that choice. No matter what, she believed she was going to get away with that. And then she didn't. And then she was held accountable. And the police were held accountable. They may not have been held accountable if this guy hadn't posted the video and it went viral. Right? We're living in a day and time where the systemic racism that we've all been subjected to, and we've all grown up in this system that some people are aware of what it really is, and others just aren't, because you don't see it. You know, it's a white based system, and sometimes white people don't see it. Right? So we're at a place. There's a cataclysm, a human cataclysm going on, where spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, we are trying to free ourselves of systems like that that systematically eradicate people or beliefs or understandings or connections of togetherness. So this situation went viral, and the woman was held accountable. I just recently saw this. The reason what brought it to my mind is this guy was on 60 Minutes. And he was very interesting, very delightful, and he had some really powerful things to say about how we're living, how it's affected him. And it was, you know, we really got to see the person that he is in a way that if you grew up having, you know, believing certain things about black men or, you know, whatever your thing is, we have situation after situation after situation that is transforming those belief systems, right? But that doesn't change the fact that each of us, right, have our own unconscious or conscious bias, right? So because of a belief or a trauma, you experience something so deeply through fear that you feel like it is happening to you. And that's the level of running thought that we're talking about. Paranoid thoughts are in this category. Fearful thoughts are in this category. Spiteful thoughts or revengeful thoughts can be in this category. And painful, grief-stricken thoughts are in this category. And the first step to processing any one of those forms of thought is to allow your feelings of grief or rage to be expressed in a positive way. And I mean that there are ways of expressing your rage in a positive way. And it takes mastery to do that. It takes forethought. It takes, you know, your ability to not just give in to the flow of emotion, but to manage and use that emotion to transform the root cause of the presence of that emotion. And we're going to really dig into that in our next segment. So stay tuned. This is Be a Slayer Radio.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master your inner world. Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help to honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer Radio. This is Tracy Dunblazer, and we have been talking about dark thoughts. We were also just talking about how to feel or express your grief or rage in a positive way. Now, how do you take two really big emotional experiences and what does it mean to express them in a positive way? I don't mean being happy. We mean giving yourself, letting yourself scream and cry in the solitude of your own safe space, where you are free to cry without anybody else's judgment or input. And if you're feeling enormous amounts of rage or anger, find a way first to isolate yourself and get in touch with those feelings of why you're feeling so angry. What are you feeling angry about? Right? Giving yourself permission to pull yourself out of the circumstance, out of the situation. Of course, this is not your immediate remedy of, you know, if you're in a rage, you're gonna, you know, count backwards from 10 and take yourself out of the situation. That's anger management. But that's not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about the kind of rage that stays silent and just mounts and mounts and mounts and mounts until a situation comes up and you get triggered and you lose yourself in the situation. And who knows what can happen when that happens. So we're talking about that kind of rage, and that you begin to A, admit that you have it, B, begin to take yourself out of situations that trigger you and look at why they're triggering to you. And giving yourself permission to first intellectualize your feelings, and then the next level is to let yourself feel whatever it is that you're feeling, right? So when we say, you know, isolate yourself and write out your feelings, I know it's kind of getting into sounding like manifesto territory here, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the point of writing beliefs and feelings and ideals out on paper is to better and more thoroughly examine them, why you feel the way you do, what you want, how you want it, and then creating an action plan to begin to make the changes in yourself and in your life that can allow that to happen. Right? The whole point is that we witness how what we're feeling came to be, and most importantly, what part of it is generated from fear. Right? And when I say that, I mean, oftentimes we have enormous anxiety responses and fear responses to things that aren't even happening. They're not even happening. We fear they're going to happen, or we don't want them to happen, or they've happened before and we don't want that to happen. So we literally physically, mentally, and emotionally have the experience of processing through that fear of something that's not even true. Right? So the point of recognizing that is to have a bit more objectivity and to compare and contrast with your environment. And here's the clincher. To be able to recognize how inclusive your beliefs and feelings and ideals are of others. The spiritual truth is Only the most inclusive beliefs and feelings and ideals, beliefs, feelings, and ideals will be sustainable over time and in alignment with the changes in growth on the planet. Right? That's something that we really have to look at is how much of, how many other people are included in the things that we want? How far and wide can those ideas spread and be positive for many? Right? Because those are the things that are going to be sustainable over time. The next thing I want to talk about is running thoughts and how to manage them. You know, you have running thoughts about, you know, how it's going to go at work tomorrow, how your boss is feeling about you, or how that possible lover or somebody you're dating, what they're thinking, what they want, where they're at. Sometimes we have this whole conversation in our head without actually having it with the person. Now, spiritually speaking, we are telepathic. People are telepathic. But it only helps if both parties in the situation are telepathic and can have an actual conversation and receive that in a meaningful way in the physical world, right? If that's not you, then you're having a one-sided conversation and it's turning into running thoughts, right? So what is a running thought? It is a mental pattern that we connect to instead of feeling our emotions. Our running thoughts can be prompted by something in our environment, someone's comment, something we witness, something in the media, something on our socials that acts as a trigger to promote a thought, fear, picture, or belief that ends up on a mental loop in our brain, right? It's the old looping of the same thing over and over and over and over and over again that sometimes it just feels like we can't get out of it. And so we try to, you know, we have, it's an addictive pattern that sometimes we try to anesthetize it with drugs, alcohol, sex, food, whatever. So, as an example, I watch a lot of Law & Order shows. And inevitably, at some point in the show, they're going to be in a bar, or someone's going to pull out a beautiful crystal highball glass in their office with a bottle of liquor, and they're going to fill it with whiskey or scotch. Two types of liquor that I don't like. But when I witness that, my mouth is going to water. And I think that the images, I think there's an image of camaraderie when people drink. I'm not a person, I drink when I feel good, when I feel at peace, when I feel happy. I don't drink if I'm sad or unhappy or angry or confused. I don't want to anesthetize. I call it a fourth generation addictive personality where that used to be a thing that I would do in some other lifetime. And I can't do it now. So I have all kinds of stop gaps in my personality that keep me from ever going down the bad road again. Right? But being that way as an empath, it has left me with being very susceptible to my environment, to what other people think and feel. Not that I care what other people think and feel or their opinions of me, but more so that I feel them. If they're in conflict with me, I feel it. If they're in conflict with themselves, I feel it, right? In this case, they're drinking this beautiful, icy, cool liquid in this elixir of the gods in a beautiful crystal glass, and I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm excited. Anyway, so we're going to talk more about addiction and its relationship to running thoughts in our next segment. So thanks for staying with me. This is Tracy Dunblazer on Be a Slayer Radio.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. conquer your karmic relationships, heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer. This is Tracy Dunblazer, and we are talking about dark thoughts and running thoughts. And we were just talking about, before the break, I was talking about addiction and, you know, my personal story as an ultra-sensitive, images that I see over and over again tend to impact me on every level. I don't need to have that liquor in front of me to smell it in my mind and to visualize that crystal glass and to feel the coolness of it, right? But I guarantee you, if I had a bottle and poured a shot to drink, it wouldn't taste good. But yet it's the image that impacts my psyche, right? And that's something that's happening. That's what is happening to all of us right now. We are deeply and subconsciously impacted by our environment, by other people's beliefs and opinions, other people's interpretations of the facts, and the consistent rhetoric of the media being played over and over again, regardless of truth. Now, I have a really good question, but first I just had somebody send me an LA Times article today entitled, "Mother Who Pushed Kids for Moving Car Killed Partner with Astrology Influencer Disturbed by the Eclipse." And you're going to laugh at this. Not this, but something that's coming. Danielle Johnson, astrology influencer and divine healer, who went by the name Danielle Ayoka online, called the solar eclipse the epitome of spiritual warfare and told people that they needed to pick a side. Now, what did I just say? Right? So, am I crazy or not? Right? Here's somebody who took that idea of pick a side and made it mean something to the point at which, evidently, she pushed her children from the car to and killed her partner, right? That is not the way, people. That is not it, right? But we are all deeply impacted so vividly. There is, in fact, spiritual warfare, but what that spiritual warfare means is that you have to be really clear about what is around you and how you relate to it and that you're willing to question it. And I get you know, it's deep. It's a deep, deep thing right now, and there's a lot of fear. Like, do we want to question it openly and honestly to for all to hear? Or is that a threat to people like this woman who did some very bad things, right? Because of this idea, we need to pick a side. We have to pick the side of all of us instead of just a few of us, right? And each person will do that individually in their own way. So here's the question of the day. Whose responsibility is it to manage all that? Is it the responsibility of the media to only provide truth? Or is it the product creators that generate ads in a way that they know will impact the masses to buy their products or story? Or is it our responsibility? So you might have guessed, but I'm a do-it-yourselfer, so no matter how much I'd like to hold other people accountable for being greedy, needy, angry, or smart marketing their products, I know that the only person that can truly affect change in myself is me. And I need to be accountable for my own patterns, for how I interpret them, and for the beliefs, feelings, and choices that I allow them to perpetuate in me. If I have addiction issues with drinking or eating, I need to manage that or not watch TV. I need to be selective about what I let into my space or be able to witness what is true or not true. Right? Today, one of the techniques that's being used everywhere we look is if we say something enough, it becomes a truth to some. So no matter how many times you say something, it doesn't make it true. But energetically, you will create a timeline in which you investigate and experience all those things you believe to be true. Now, does everybody get that? Right? A timeline is, you know, your thought is carried out into consciousness in its own dimension, its own timeline. And if you feed it, if you continually focus on it, you continually talk about it, you continually believe it, and you continually notice other things that make what you're saying in your mind make it real, then you are creating a reality for yourself that may not be true, but it's true for you in those moments because you are manifesting it by only seeing things in it from a particular lens, right? And that's kind of the thing that we're talking about is every time you have running thoughts, it's like a dimension that you end up in. And it's a time suck. It is a diminisher of your spirit. It diminishes your power in the physical world because you're spending time in the etheric rather than in your physical world, body, and life. Right? So our goal in all of this, the whole point of me doing this topic, is to talk about pulling those timelines back, pulling them back from time and space, taking a deep breath and saying, okay, who am I? What do I want? And what can I do to strengthen myself and support the most people? Right? You can start with your group of people. I had a young man write a note to me. His name is Cole, and he says, you know, I don't have any running thoughts at all. He says, I can consciously think up things just fine, but I don't have a vocal passenger whatsoever. I also haven't remembered a dream in 20 years, not even when woken up out of an REM sleep unceremoniously. He says, I started being curious about how and why having no running thoughts makes me different than others. And every individual has a different level of awareness. As I continued on in the conversation with this guy, and he's really smart and really creative and has 1,000 different hobbies and dogs and animals and is married and has kids and has a full life that he gets daily expression, right? So there's nothing from what I witnessed, he's got so many places where he puts his focus that the running thoughts aren't something necessary for him. He lives fully his life in the present moment, right? And so he doesn't need to have all these other timelines created to help him process his life. So it is possible for you to grieve and reimagine yourself and pull your really be deliberate in how you focus and where you put your energy. Running thoughts or an affirmation that tells you you're safe and at peace and it's okay to be empty, right? It's okay to have no thoughts. So thank you so much for sticking with me today. It's been a really terrific topic to talk about. I hope I've given you a few things to think about. If you want to talk to me in a session, you can do that at TracyDunblazer.com or BeASlayer.com to see the books that I offer. And have a fantastic rest of your month, and we'll see you next month on Be a Slayer Radio.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master your inner world. Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The bright side of talk. HealthyLife.net.